Get the grand dav mesecht is getting of your dal. We're getting of the basic getting to his mouth. We're getting of the gemara. That this is talking about by a person on his deathbed. So therefore, as long as he doesn't back out, his words are like and when he says hoylich, like Rashi says zachihu, and they give it to the yerushim of the one that was sent to because the father was zachihu when he was alive. So Taisa explains I'm a re, brings in the re. Even though the recipient died when the giver was still alive, but like Kanei Lachem, he says nice and nice. The kidney only happens after the giver is died. Even so, the yershin of the makabel are going to acquire because the das nice. The intention of the one who gives it is given sheyershin of the makabel shasmat moi. Since the recipient was around when he gives over the monies, she is makabel lachem. Says that the recipient should be zeichen that even after his death, ayhu yershin, meaning after the death of the giver, whether the recipient or his inheritance. And if only know the Yershim Mekabel, and even if the inheritors of the recipient weren't even born until after the death of the giver, still they can acquire. A film on them, even according to the one who holds a Mazaka, a little bit that you'd be Mazaka to an Uber. He's not going to coin them. As the Gemara says in Ksubitav Zayma Beis, still, the Dibish Chimera, because the words of a dying person is Kishemais, when he dies, is Kimisur and the Mekabel, Bashas Nasinus Chimera, Oyamarasa. It's like it was already given over, the time of the giving over the from the dying person, or even just his statement, and therefore, the recipient's estate already got it from that moment. Next time out to begin the Zigmara, the Yuda Nosi B'shemiv Yaakov he holds Hayluch Lav Kisri. Says that when he says here take this is not like meriting. So and this is this big machlekes in the Gemara. Now, says Taisus, but one of the opinions is Rabbi Danasi, the name of Yaakov, that we're saying that he holds Hayluch Lav Kisri. Says Taisus, Rav Gamli, Rabbi Yisli, Beperkas Kabbal, even though Rabbi, who were going on, Rabbi Danasi, holds explicitly later on the Samagim, Hayluch Betemla, if he tells the Shliach, who's coming from the woman, and he says, okay, she wants to get here, take this, or give it to her, Zachala, Bizechef her, Skabala, receive her, we say, what's Lachs, Allah Yaakov, if he wants to back out, he cannot back out, because the Hayluch Betem Kisri. Say that if you say take it or give it, it's like it is zayich. But Agama is saying he holds halach lav kisri. So it says no. That's because of the mishum shama ashliya. That's because the agent said ish decha amra. Your wife said his kabbalah giti. Accept the get for me. The mustama das came nice and nice. So we could presume even though he's using the words halach, that he's saying with the intention of what the shliach the kabbalah is telling him. Because matcha in the head, as long as he doesn't say explicitly yef shesh the kabbalah, I don't want you to be the shliach the kabbalah for. That's what he intends to consent for, and therefore, yeah, shleich ha-gaboy, you can't back out. That's not the same thing as a generic hoylev. We're there as arguments as lav kezachi. They say, yachloik, you split it. Because of a suffix, which related to this, Taisa brings that kol tekesh b'shas. Anytime the Gemara remains with a suffix, so mefarsh b'sham du v'ein ha-hai v'ein ha-hai in his gates explains the chalkim. Yeah, that's what you do, you split it. But it says v'ein earlier, that does not seem to be correct to the real. That's only where you find explicitly that the Gemara says, like, over here, that you should split it. To the contrary, when you remain with a teiko, we say the money remains in the presumption in its original owner, and we're not going to take away half from that person. Remain with the chazakah. Next time, the beginning of the Gemara, the Kalnum, and here they said, above all, that's true, the other better is that, you know, let the shliach decide who goes to. Now, Mekama Dakra Ben Tam, Meir Ben Tam, is analyzes and he says the end of our shruda don't explain shruda the commercial fish because like the Rashi explained the paradise of exhibit of him base. Kabish name crave him when both are relatives, name Shrein, both are neighbors, name the Melchim, both are the Melchim, and he said the same name, Yankel, whatever. Okay, then we say there's no way of verifying, so we say shruda the Daini said, let the judges decide. Daini that is she Daktika Daini as Miha Yoyev Yosef, that the judge decide who do he like more, and who did he have intention to give it to. And here also Rashi says, like he says over there, even though Rashi over here actually says the shliach, but says no, rather let the judge give it to who he wants to. Because he says what the shliach wants to do, he let him do. Because calling shuda, that's what we're saying that over here the shuda is the shliach get to decide, and in contrast to. Like Rashi says himself, the Ksubis, that the Dayan is he's medactic, who he had in mind to give it to. Next says Matthew begins Gemara, but Lezo Ima, he says Echabar Bechad Bechula. He says, oh, whether it's healthy or was a Shchimra, either way, we don't have this thing about Dibish Chimrak Kshumin Kamshim Adami. That's essentially what he says. I remember in Tam, he says, Rabbi Lazar Garis. The Garis actually is, as Argamar has, Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Yezer. Because the Besef and Pligi, the Sefer of that Mishnah actually, is a Machlik is brought Rabbi Yezer with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar Garis says, yeah, B'Shabbos Rav Kiyom. If it's on Shabbos, then the words of Shchimra are valid. Rabbi Lechol Nan, Weite, Rabbi Yeshua, Vachulu, says the opposite. Abresha Pligi, from the Resha, which the part that Argamar is quoting, yeah, the machlekes is bemechal bema Shabbos, whether weekday or Shabbos, malay or vinder, from the fact that they don't put them together. These two machlekes in. Like more than the parcher rabban the Rabbi Lazar of Nagd, rabban asking Rabbi Lazar as Agamal quotes me and Shabbani Reichel and the mothers of the sons of Reichel. What do you? What's the question? The Shabbos are you? Maybe with Shabbos, the mighty Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar agrees that that's when you say, the halacha of Shchimra. So obviously, no, Rabbi Lazar never agrees, and that's Rabbi Lazar. Play more, but the Kama also in the Gemara says with a kind of Shchimra, you could buy from the Shchimra of Avil B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, and not to be concerned with the words of Lazar. Now, Rabbi Lazar, how might the B'Shabbos the Rav Krim? I thought Rabbi Lazar agrees that on Shabbos the words are valid. So obviously, again, there's a difference between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yezer. And Avgar may come also in the Rav Krim, that Rabbi Lazar b'chal the Rav Krim, that in the weekday his words are valid, but B'Shabbos not on Shabbos, he holds the opposite. Hasam Lekoy are a mayor. That's not going to mail. I'm misneed only on the Mishnah. Point more, but the Amahach, it says, if you're a maker of a laza, why look, mana, mashem, the Bechal, it sounds like going on the weekday. But may, yes, lay Hasam, the Bechal, the Rav Kayaman. So, Elevadi says, Tyson, give Machalikis with over. There's three Machalikis. There's Rabbi Lazar, who holds it's never valid, that is Halach of Shemra. You have the first version of Rabbi Lazar holds Shabbos and not weekday. And Rabbi's version of Rabbi Lazar, they holds Chayil, and not on Shabbos. So again, this Rabbi Lazar is not the same as Rabbi Yezer.